and we already grow in the disrespect for the surrounding without any cautious burial to our actions and consumptions lies in our comfortable replacement of our duty from technology and the sentimental passion that nature stimulates and the greedy one provoked by the artificial are incompatible. And of all the infinite variety the media channels imposes a very redundant restriction for their own economical privilege. And all our courage is released into a corruptive artificiality that overwhelms our natural senses. And life will never reach any natural heights without any spiritual meaning to refill it with a hope. And to fulfill their organic needs, humans consume their natural resources to depart from their artificial traps. And our lack of sensibility for the surroundings arises from the global availability of the natural resources. And we no longer treasure the subtle yet nourishing entities that nature let us encounter in a journey that we have long ceased to walk. And what is the modern man to understand of the meager yet substantial harvest of those who have abstained themselves of their civilization? And the same providential generosity is not to be found again in the same place, but under the same circumstances. And the spiritual silence is the only wisdom out of the noisy conjecture prefabricated by society. And there is no spirituality without the continuous activity of our soul throughout the desert of our existence. And it is our familiarity, discomforted by the social call to have us drown it with the artificial comfort. And instead of naturally resurrecting our spirits, we artificially insurrect the infrastructure that kills them. And our spiritual skepticism grows out of a civilization that moderates our providence. And in the struggle to add an extra dimension to our reality, we have actually lost one, death. And those that look for balance within a place need to constantly look for those that technology has devised to experience the most imbalance. A modern man is a warrior with the most sophisticated armor, but no meaningful quest other than to improve it. And what is the ambitious man to say when above the clouds he dares to penetrate, he will find no sky, and below him no longer a land? And technology opens up in many specific directions, and so is our willing as a community. As the most keep themselves crowding the technical noise, few are left wandering in silence. And as the smallest trace of artificiality can lead us out of the wilderness, the smallest trace of nature might lead us out of the artificial wilderness. And any trace of arrogance disappears in the precarity that technology never allows. And when all our natural instincts are satisfied, no artificiality is any longer required. And humans have indeed the power to make big changes, but forever depending to the medium that have allowed them to do it. And as humans, through technology, tries to flatten nature, nature takes new forms within it. And the appropriation of the commercial establishment of the most sublime sites suffocates them. And the more we attempt to increase the value of our resources, the more we will have to refine them later on to catch up with the current speculation. And those mediums created to produce our common mediums soon replace the later. And instead of simplifying things, we complicate them for the sake of being more explanatory to the forecasted complication. And we conceive the achievement of our goals in distant destinations when they are actually conceivable in the immediate surroundings. And the multitude of modern opportunities are the result of the commercial speculation speeded by the technical medium. And the fact that we are bored about the many products of our locality is a further proof of our lack of inventiveness in the technical comfort. And it is nature in its final splendor to reunite us all in a sweet communion. And we shouldn't fear the smoke of our big neighbor who is just manifesting his insecurity, and the poison of whom has left the fire of his dreams turn off is highly contagious. And it is just by intermitting our solitude with an impact of reality that we can have a firm grasp of the human state. And while the artificial work ends with the end of its limited resources, the natural work continues with its inexorable self-replication. And the energy that only nature can provide us with is consumed in an artificial that has no return. The love and respect suddenly miss as soon as our resources suddenly becomes those of everyone. And the judgment of the superfluous is only kept to the first appearance of things without penetration. And it is just by following our natural sensibility that we will never obstaculate the other natural elements nor lack resources. And as the artificial medium has transformed in the actual content, we human greedily injected, finding no nourishment. Our upbringing in the artificial forever marks our lives in the artificial dependence. And there is not a common interest, but that of distinctive corporations to make the highest profit. And when humans didn't have the proper tools, did undertake noble constructions, while now with the proper tools, they all turn out to be ephemeral. And any sign of natural spontaneity is considered vulgar by the artificial conformism. The pure integrity of a place, corrupted to its source by the technical accessibility. And while in the communication on nature we provide the listener with a wide terrain to explore, in the communication of the artificial we give him a confined entity to be jealous of. And the property that is mostly secured is the one that is more suitable to be attacked. And the self-culture that one is to grow according to his own nature is very vulnerable to the technical propagation of the social culture. And it isn't the cross we have to carry, but the technology we have developed to carry it for us that turns us very fastidious towards ourselves and the surroundings. And if we just would adapt to the natural pace, we wouldn't demand nature to adapt to our mad acceleration. And it is only through a sensitive perseverance that we will shape our method to a perfect balance with our nature. And real satisfaction is to be an active slave of one's own vision of self-containment and not the passive slave of an unjustified vision of social expansion. And ever since the infrastructures and thus the substance in itself has turned artificial, we no longer find any engagement with the natural resources. And the real pure joy is the treasure that we at times encounter in nature.